Yeah, I'm going to start. Yeah, I can now record.
Contemporaneously, Justin Turner, Cody Belt.
Okay, so we got stuck yesterday in a relatively interesting point that it seems to be a machlokes whether going up to Nevin Asa Ayo, whether it's a Shina Kona or not Shina Kona. Right? Let's see if I can get another person. Okay. Wait one more second. Okay, so we have a machlokes in the Gemara whether gun up to Nevin Asa Ayo is a Shina Kaina or not Shina Kaina. So they brought up the man the Omar that said that it's Shina Kaina brought a Raya because it says that you pay ancient, the Kefo and Dao, it doesn't discuss Karen. The Kefo and Dao, the Hey, you pay Kishan Kain Shigana.
And if it would be Enokona.
What?
Shinu Enokona.
Shinu Enokona, yes. And if it would be Shinu Kaina, wait a second, he's trying to prove, no, he's trying to prove Shinu Kaina, right? He says, I'm skipping to that step. That when he answered back, that am I Shina Kani, am I Mishanim Kain Shiganath, Mishanim Kihashta. Okay, so I'm saying, in other words, you said it right. In other words, it says there that you pay Kain Shiganath. We know Kato Dalve. Is Kishan Samad the Bedin. So the only explanation could be is that Shina Kaina. Right? That's what he's saying. In other words, it says that again. It says that you pay Kishan Samad the Bedin. I'm sorry, it says you say Kain Shigana. I can't keep on saying what it says in there. You pay Kain Shigana. He's Agadai to Kanya. Since Rav said Karen capable down the A is Shasam Odvidin. So if Shina is not kinda, why do you pay Kain Shiganov? It must be that Shina is kinda. So he answered back, but there's a svara of Churagandi enough, Tikragandi enough. So even though Shina is not Kaina, but you still pay by the price of Kain Shiganav because that's not what I stole. I didn't steal the fatter animal. So we explained this svara. Part of the part is not so difficult. But since part of the reason why you're paying Kefil Dao the A is for the Maisa Geneva, Kefil for sure is for the Maisa Geneva. Even Dao the A is for the Tzvicha, but it's not for the Tzvicha alone. It's also for the combination that you also stole. So therefore, and since the Maisa Geneva was only on a small animal, Dikra, so why should you, not logical to pay on a big animal, on a Tura? Therefore, it's Mistabra, that even though you're not Kaina, you should pay Kain Shigana. You should pay Shain Shigana. In other words, Lu Yitzur, the price would have gone up. So, and maybe Enoch Inami, you would pay Kishasamad Vidin. But if the price didn't go up instead, but what happened here was that the animal changed. So that's not what you stole, so you don't pay for that price. And he said, so he answered back, Rahman and Itzon, they died to the dog. And I'm like, hey, Adr, Rahman and Itzon, they died to the dog. So there's, we were bothered by, the question is this a Lashon? In other words, the question is, is this, no matter what you're going to say, you have to explain what the machlokes is. But we thought that this is mashma, that it's even more than just a regular machlokes. regular maplegas, they don't use it such strong lashon. So Yosei Sibrow says that these two are maram, and whenever they argue, they use these shinas. Okay, I don't know. Even if you say that, you have to know what the two stadim are. But Benachayra, it's mashma that they have very strong opinions.
I mean, the article has a whole paragraph on explaining the depth.
Well, who has?
Art Scroll, the Schottenstein.
Okay. And what the two opinions are.
Yeah.
Okay. So we said, now let's just go over before we cheat to the Art Scroll. So we said, yeah, say, I think was C. Greenberg you said, or was someone else said?
It was not me.
Was it C. Kramer?
I think it was Rafi.
Rafi? Oh, okay.
Rafi Friedman. Rafi
is on the wrong side today. Last time was on the other side. Okay. So Rafi Friedman said a nice shot is that, and I will say it with the full, is that the Rush, when we read the Rush said that Dawah is Mishas Ficha Mechira, because at that Shaita you did something. And apparently there's some logic, why would you pay from Shas Amadah Din? Nothing happened to Shas Amadah Din. So therefore we say you pay to Shas Ficha Mechira. So we had a Kasha, so okay, but also nothing happened to Shas Amadah Din. So why in the world are you paying Shas Amadah Din by Kefel? So we said, sorry, someone and one of the guys said, Asfara, that by Kefil, something did happen to Shas Amadah B'Din, because part of the, obviously the Iker Maisa Geneva is when you stole, but the fact that you didn't return it is a continuation of the Maisa Geneva. So it's an additional Avera. I'm not to say it's an Avera in its own right, only that if you went ahead and you yarshened it from your father stole it and you yarshened it, I'm not saying you'd be high of Kefil because you didn't return it. Ganav, the, you know, Shevi Altasa Dika Ganav is not such a big Ganav, but it combines, just like the Tficha Mechira combined with the Maisa Geneva. Tficha Mechira alone, you're not Chayav Dao the Hay for either. It's only the combination, Tficha Mechira plus Maisa Geneva. So it's very shayak to hear that Kefo is not just Chayav for the Maisa Geneva alone, but it's chayv in a maisa geneva, and that the fact that you didn't do tshuva, you weren't made that mifter. You had the ability to made that mifter, and I give you do the Rashari tshuva, that if a person has the ability to do tshuva, he doesn't do tshuva, that itself is an added avera, right? The musho of the prison with the door open and the guy doesn't run out, right? That famous musho that I never understood the musho, because if I care, it's not like such a nice prisoner. But okay, but that's what he said, that your aver is increased because you didn't run out. So the fact that you were in Maidem Mifter is you had an opportunity, you should have returned it, makes the Avla greater. So part of Kefo Gishasamadha Bidin, the whole logic why Kevashasamadh Bidin is because you didn't return it. So therefore, you did an avla with this bigger animal. You were saying, behold, shina nakaina. We're working on the tzad that shina nakaina. If shina nakaina, you were supposed to return the entire object. So just like by, you know, so you're supposed to return the entire object. So you did an avla with the bigger object. Also by Dao the A. You did an avla with a bigger object because you shekted the bigger object. So even though your primary Maisa Geneva was with a smaller object, but the second, in other words, the Dao De is a combination of two Maises, the Maisa Geneva with the Tavach Umacher. Kefo was a combination of two Maises, the original Maisa Geneva for not plus not returning it. So the even though the primary Maisa Geneva was done to a Dikla, but the second Maisa Geneva is done with a Tura. And therefore, it's not crazy to go by the price of Tura, just like by Yukra Vizula. when the price goes up, we go by the price of the latter price for the same reason. So for the same reason, I mean, you could also argue, why should you go by the latter price for Yukra Vizula? It's Erezin because the was saying that there's a spark, that's when you're doing something. So Mimele by Kepo and Dao, they also. So the Machloikas would be, in other words, do we say this part of that you're, in other words, the Mandam where it says, Ture Gondinok, Tikpe Gondinok says that the Iker Maisa that you're Chayiv on is in a Maisa Geneva. And there is really nothing basically happening later, or very, very trivial. And therefore, it's not Mistavra that you go by the price of later, by the Tura, because it's not what I stole. The Iker Maisik Neva was in a Dikla. And he says, Rachmana Tzani died me, dog, because he holds that the fact that you didn't return it is an Iker Maisik Neva too. And therefore, there's an Iker Maisik Neva being held on to the Tura. And he says back, no, Rachmana Tzani died me, dog, because you're not right. That's not where the Iker Maisik Neva is being done. Right? That was a shot that was suggested yesterday.
Can I just ask, according to our Mahalach and Rashi, I thought he was saying Rabbeloi is only saying it's the Gabi Dalet Vehei.
Yeah, but so, we're not in Rabbeloi. We're in the other Mandamar.
Right, but what are they arguing about? So Rabbeloi's far as only Gabi Dalet.
This is quasi-Kinyan, but everyone agrees.
So it affects Kefal also?
What?
They're arguing about Kefal also? About okay, the Shina, they got to be Kefal?
You're asking a question. What are you asking?
I mean, I don't know if it's a kasha or maybe it could just be a kasha and Rashi. I'm just trying to clarify that the svara we were saying in Rabbi Eloi, I thought Rashi was saying that Dalet Vehei gets affected by the Shinoi. So that's Rabbi Eloi's Chiddush, but I would think that that means they're not arguing about how Shinoi affects Kefal.
Okay, I hear. I don't, in other words, if you say Pshat, it would a little bit depend on whether Shamir's Pshat and Rashi or my Pshat and Rashi. Right. In other words, my pshat with Shamir's pshat and Rashi was that Rabbi Loya holds that your mom is Shina Kaina. So then, except that you're not only Kaina the added amount, but not the goof of the Gedi. And I was saying that you're not Kaina the goof of the Gedi, but the only Kaina purport 1% in the goof of the Gedi. Okay, I think either way, whatever it would work out, that could affect somehow the KFO, the Dao the A. Okay, but let's stick to this point. So that was one shot that we said. That was Rafi's shot. It doesn't sound so bad. In other words, if they're getting excited with each other, and how do you understand the Iker Siba Samachayev of KFO Dao the A? They have. But we use the German word, which I never can pronounce. They have a different outlook in the Machayev of Kevel Daudei. One of the first Amora held that Kevel Daudei is for the Maisa Geneva. There is no way you can, then we have this word, because we look at the Maisa Geneva. And he's saying, no, you're wrong, baby. The primary cause, or enough of a cause, or Dao Kepo Dao the A, is in not returning in the Tabakal Mocher. That was a shot. Okay. I would have said a different shot. I don't know, we'll have to hear what the arts go, but then we should read also the play Yeshua. I would have said a different shot, which is in general, I think it's also it's a nice shot, is that the Rav had a drasha that Kefel Davei Kishas HaMadavidin. Rav learned it out from La'achya L'Kankain Shekhanav. It's an extra pasuk. You don't need it a gufe. So it's coming to drasha. So it's as if there's a pasuk that says Kefel Davei Kishas HaMadavidin. Now, you're coming along and saying that by Tzlev and Asayo, it's not Kishas HaMadavidin. Why? Because you have a svara. So Very nice. You got a svara, but there's a pasuk against you. They say, well, we'll limit the pasuk. The pasuk's only talking about yukra vizuda. So, and apparently, by yukra vizuda, you don't have this svara of atta turigavimina. So, isn't that a problem a little bit of like Darish time at the craw? In other words, we have a pasuk. The pasuk is as far as there's a steam as a pasuk. The pasuk says, Karen Ganesha got up, Kabel Dao the Hegeshasa Madibidin. Now you're coming along and saying there are two cases. There's Yukra Vizula, and when it becomes it just got fatter. And the pasuk is talking about one and not the other. I mean, what right have you got to say that? The pasuk didn't say, there's no mashmos in the pasuk that's not talking about all cases. The pasuk says, after the Karen Kenji got up, mashma kekel down the hay is kishasa mother bidin. Pasuk doesn't say, depending on why it went up in value, because of either yukra vizudo or shmach of the guf.
Like chusha vishmina, we already said, you know, that we eliminated that for the svara.
Okay, good point.
But
maybe that svara is like a svara mechrachas. So that maybe there are certain things you're allowed to be done in others, but I don't know if this is a svara mechrachas. In other words, I would say kusha vishmina, yeah, okay, I hear. I would have to say that, you know, we do know, even though we say ain't darish time in the grah, but if you have a certain time, we do. But if that's like a svara mechrachas. But this, maybe in other words, that's what I would try to say. Like, if this svara is not such a, it's not like it can be. Okay, so you know, it's a svara. So maybe it's in the manda amar. One manda amar holds. That it's an infringement of the Darish time of the Grah. You have no right, just because you got a maybe Svara, it's not like it's a Mukhluf Svara, you have a maybe Svara. So because you have a maybe Svara, you can change Pshat the Pasuk.
That's Rabbi Hanina's Taina?
No, I'm saying maybe that is his time. I'm saying when he says Rahmana Sami Daita Midach.
And nowhere does it say anything about Darish
Time. I'm trying to say that when he's saying the first person answered Ato Turi Gaminach Tikka Gaminach. To which he answered back, Rahmana Etzan. So what's a Rahmana Etzan? And it's such a strong language. So maybe the strong language is that you're not allowed to do such a thing because you got a svara, you're going against a pasuk. It's not bikarsis. And then, you know, I'm just saying it, just explain like the strong lashon. Like, you can't go ahead and argue with a pasuk based on a svara. If you have a svara mukrachas, okay. So svara is lamed cross, like the Torah wrote the svara. You have a svara that you could hear. It's not like, so you say, well, maybe there's a difference. So maybe there's a difference. We don't make a difference. And the other person says, you are allowed to do that. So maybe it's like a machlokes in Hilchos, Darish time in the Krah.
Rabbi, the other way.
Time in the Krah, but how far do we say that?
I mean, that works for the one way of the Rahman Tzalmi Haidaita, but the other way, it's not what's he saying, Rahman that you have a taina on me, that I would not.
It's not such a. In other words, it would be a very nice, in sense, would be very nice. We wanted to claim that the fact they use this lashon means they're arguing on some shastik of machlekes. So in Rabbi chapter, they're arguing a shas machlekes of what's the sivus of mechayev of kefil. This is maybe no better. They're arguing in a shas machlokes what qualifies for that you're allowed to say be darish time in the grah. Are you allowed to come up with a svara to minimize what the Torah says. So that's a universal machlokes. One guy says chas v'shalom to say yes. One guy says chas v'shalom to say no. And there's all kind of ramifications. So it's very important machlokes. You can use it's all kinds of ramifications. You say chas v'shalom. Okay, I don't know. That's what I was thinking. All right. What does the plain Yeshua say? Anyone know? And then we can hear what the Irish girl says. So what are the plain Yeshua? So I have the plain
Yeshua tonight.
What? Yeah, I sent the plain Yeshua. He asked.
Are we doing
me.
The plain Yeshua?
Yes, let's read the plain Yeshua. Okay. If you, I don't know if you people have the plain Yeshua. I hope so. Amalei Rachmana Nitzan Mehai Daita. Nere the Kavanaso. Kivin the Ad Amit the Shino Ki Aido Kani. Avagav the Klok Sivashi Gozo. Vidashima Kenshi Gozo Yachser. Bim Lab Dumin Boy Miaya Boy the Shume. Mashma the Kohenshinoi. We learn out from this pasuk the Kohenshinoi. Could that be otherwise? That be Kain Shiganav. Bim Kain Alkvin Kavakorcha Tzarachlamidzcha. High Gam the Mikvi Shaper Chain Shiganav. So if you say it's Shinoi is not Kain in this case, that means that it's still called Kain Shiganav in the Lashon and the pasuk. And because the pasuk is saying if it's not Kain Shiganav. You don't return it. So it means you have to say that this is called Gain Shiganav.
Is there any split between the concept of Shinoi Kaina and Gain Shiganav? Is it just a synonym?
No, he's saying that Shinoi Kaina is not a synonym. It's learned from the pasuk of Gain Shiganav. The Torah says that you need Gain Shiganav to return this object.
And for that teaches you the Shinoi Kaina.
Right.
So Sheena, one second, if Sheena is not Kaina, you return the adult animal.
Sheena is not Kaina, you return the Kesef. If Sheena is Kaina, you return the Kesef. If Sheena is yes Kaina. Sheena is not Kaina, right. Then return the adult animal, yes. I got to make a shiver, Kain Shigardo. The Kivin, Kinaguvi Mamashi. And Kain. The Shaykh sued a man where I dig with God him enough. So I gone out of my know. I go mamish. The Asian Shah Dave, hey, how's that? Go if you're gone out. I know, get the Ashta. Oh, so what's he saying?
Sounds like he's saying that you can't split. Once you say that there is no Shinoi over here, then you can't all of a sudden come and say it's a different item, agabe this. It sounds like he's saying you can't split it.
You can't say. You know, I'm saying true gun enough, tikra gun enough. But if this is called Kaincha Gaza,
right, this is the
so this is what you stole. In other words, just like when price goes up in value, you don't think that's not what I stole. So since it's the same thing you stole, even though the price goes up, okay, the price goes up. But it's what you stole. So if the animal got fatter, but it's still called Kain Shiganav, so you can't say this is not what I stole. This is what you stole. It is what you stole, but I didn't steal a fat one. It's Kain Shiganav. Kain Shiganav. It's Kain Shiganav, but you're not Kainer. Kain Shiganav, and you're not Kainer. Okay, all right, so he's saying that the Svara is that if you're going to tell me that it's Ka'en Shagunav and you're not going to, then you can't say it's a different animal. The Gabi, Turi Gabi, not Tikva Gabi, no. Okay. Because it's the same criteria. So the Chayra, according to Plain Yeshua, I know I stopped in the middle, maybe on purpose. The other half is Shver. So the other guy person time is back. No, Rahman and his son on your das. Why is it Rahman and son on his das? He's saying a very good svara that if it's not a shinui kaimet, it's not a different animal. But it's not a different animal. It got me the tikra turi gavim enough. Tikra gavim enough. So he'll say that I can hear that you can split. But would that be called the Rahman and its own? In other words, we felt that you don't use a lush and Rahman and its own unless you're like really strong-minded, like you really blew it. You blew it strong, you know. What's the strong machlekes? One person says, listen, it can't be. If it's not Shina Kaina, so it's Ka'en Shagunav, so you can't say Turi Gabi Minach, Tikva Gabi Minach. It's the same animal, the same animal. It has to be. It has to be. If it's the same, it's the same. And what's the other side? It has to be. It's different. It's a little hard to hear the other side.
Rebbe, could it be, I mean, a little bit in line with Yosef Sebrow, but not quite how he's saying it, is that it's Rachmana Litzlami Daitit Lidach that you are so narrow as to view that position to be a Rachmana Litzlandika position, meaning that that it's so mina nimna to the point that it's Rachmana Litzlan that someone should actually be holding of that position, Rachmana Litzlan that you should be of such a das that holds that it's Rachmana Litzlan.
Okay, I don't know. I hear. Is that the way they explain it? You know?
I'm just saying, as far as the commonality, as opposed to making there being like three major machlokas in between Rabbi Elah and Rabbi Hanina in these three locations, it would really be the counterpoint of Rabbi Hanina and all these would really be Rahman al-Islam that you're so narrow as to believe that my position is Rahman al-Islam that someone should have such a position.
But then you never need to prove two sides. You only need to prove one side and then you can say that automatically.
Correct. Yeah. I'm really just trying to push off the diak of the two Rahman al-Islams.
I hear. Okay, so what are the players sure? The players sure the seems to be bothered by this.
Can I ask you a separate question? I just don't understand the Pnei Yeshua. He's saying that, I thought the understanding was that when we say, meaning that it's not a Shinoi, I thought it's saying that we are still saying it's a Shinoi, it's just that Shinoi is not Kona.
Okay, but if Shinoi is saying, not Kona, he's saying since the source of Shinoi Kona is learned from Ka'en Shagunav, that means that if you're saying that Shina is not kind of, you're saying that it's halachically called Ka'en Shagunav. Because the moment you say it's not called Ka'en Shagunav, you have to say Shina kind of. So he says that there, this is not called, and further, we do all Shina is kind of. So Shina is kind of, just this Shina is not kind of. So we're saying that this Shina is still called Ka'en Shagunav. So this Shinoi is still called Ka'en Shagunav. So then it should also be still called. So that's his question. If this Shinoi is still called Ka'en Shagunav, then you can't say Turi Gavim Enoch, Tikva Gavim Enoch.
The question is we're discussing is in this case, not that it's a global thing of Shino Kona or Shino is not Kona, because that's a given. We're saying in this case, if this Shino is Kona or not.
Right.
I didn't understand the Gemara like that.
Right. Okay, now let's keep on reading the plan of Shua. It's good. The Mazak Omani Bishamahi. Sincerely, the Shum Shino Kanya. The Gemara comes out, in order to explain the Braisa, you have to say it goes like Beishana, because otherwise you should be kind of with a Shina Hashem. Let's say Hi Drasha that she goes out. So in Beishana, it doesn't hold it the whole Drasha. She goes out. In other words, he's saying that according to Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai don't have this drasha, that if it's not Kehen Sheganav, you're Kehenah. So therefore, Beis Shammai could say, really, it's not. In other words, the Gemara was saying, Mimanashach, is this Kehen Sheganav or not Kehen Sheganav? If it's not Kehen Sheganav, then you should say Shinei Kehenah. If it's if you're not saying Shinei Kehenah, it must be you're saying it's Kehen Sheganav. If it's Kehen Sheganav, there's no svara to regard them enough. But according to Beis Shammai says Shinei is never Kehenah. So they can say that Eino Chinami, it's really not Kehen Sheganav. But even though it's not Kehen Sheganav, Shinei is not Kehenah. The Meir is very good that there's a svara of to regard them enough, to regard them enough. So what in the world is the plan Yeshua doing? He said, this is good. Why is this good? He's killing the Gemara. What's the plan Yeshua doing? Let me just say the question. I'm just trying to ask the question. The answer. The Gemara says, I said, take off my jacket. I'm sorry, excuse me. The Gemara says that he tied it back. Rahmana, when the person said this, of Turi Gavim enough, Tikri Gavim enough, he said to him, Rahman and it's on me daitidah. Now the plain Yeshua is coming along and saying that it's no taina. Because the whole reason why Rahman is on, because Mimanasha, is it Shina, is it Kane Shaganav or not Kane Shaganav? But since the Gemara Gupa comes out that this price is Beis Shammai, so there is no svara to say Rahman and Sami daitidah. So isn't it killing the Gemara? He says, "Refiza osi shaper." What do we got osi shaper? It's just pump again. Your hope shot doesn't work out according to Beis Shammai. So it's not osi shaper. What's the plan Yeshua doing? What did you want to say, Sandy?
We're assuming that Rabbi Allah is talking within Beis Hillel, not within Beis Shammai, right?
But he was talking to this person who was quoting this brisa, and this brisa, the Gemara comes out later. It's Mukhluk Minei Obey, that it's Beis Shammai.
Rabbi Minei Obey, the brisa, the Gemara says that to explain how Rabbi Law will learn the brisa.
How Rabbi Law is going to learn it, or that Rabbi Law, because
that's how Rabbi Law learns the brisa.
Everybody has to learn the brisa anyway. Otherwise, it should be Shinei Hashem.
No, the Gemara gives Rava gives an answer to why Shinui Hashem is not Kuna. Bar Yomo Nikri Shor, Bar Yomo Nikri Ayel.
Let me get the right Gemara.
The Gemara is answering it according to Rabbi Lai, but when Rabbi Lai initially spoke, he was not assuming that it's Beis Shammai when he was going back and forth.
Coming on Kasha, the Gemara is saying Kasha and Rabbi Loi. Why you beg that?
Why you pay? Period.
Why you pay? No, why you pay? Why do you pay? Period. Right. Okay. So Rav Shagamay Beis Shammai. So Rav Loi says that it's Beis Shammai. So again, so when the first person said, when he said, Rachmana Nitzami died, I gotta get the Chajman chip. That was the Gemara asked, Rabbi Loi asked the Kasha. So the person answered, Tura Gamina, Tikra Gamina. So Rabbi Loi said, Rachmana Nitzana, I died. So Rabbi Loi is the one that said, Rachmana Nitzana, I died, right? So now it comes out that Rabbi Loi is the first person said that when you said this svara of Turi Gamina, Tikra Gamina, Rachmana Nitzana. And now the plain shua is explaining it because it's a din in the drasha. Because are you Darish? Is this in the drasha of Kain Chiganav or not? So that's why Rabbi Loi is saying Rachman is saw. Now the Gemara comes out that Rabbi Loi holds that the Braisa is Beishamai. If the Braisa is Beishamai, so there is no Taina Rachman is saw. There is no problem because even though you could say it's not Kain Shikon, I mean, still Sheena is not Kaina. So isn't the plan sure like killing himself? Plan sure is saying that this is Rabbi Loi's Taina. And then he said, but once you bring in Beishamai, there's no Taina anymore. So then what was Rabbi Loi's Taina? Well, the fees are Osi Shaper. I mean, Osi Shaper, am I Damasik? The fees are slow Osi Shaper, am I Damasik?
It's Osi Shaper, the reason for which he explained that Rabbi Loi was saying Rahman al Itzlan. I know, because Rabbi Loi was saying that it's totally Zebizan. You can't hold, it doesn't make sense to hold that it's not a Shinui, and therefore it's also object.
Right, we're arguing about Shal in this Memra. And Rabbi Loi has to say that this member holds like Beishamai. So how could Rabbi Loi say that Rachman Litzlan?
Rachman Litzlan, and your understanding of the Bryce as being a raya against me. The didach again. It's again to keep things clear. It can be dochek to establish the brisa as beis shamai, but the didach, who obviously is not establishing the brisa as beis shamai, is asking a question on me from that brisa, right? How are you understanding for what reason it should be kain shagana? So he says even in non beis shamai dichri gan v'minach. On that he says rachmanu litzlan mehaydaite.
Okay, in other words, he's saying this. You ask the kasha on me from this brisa. If you obviously held that this price is base hiddle. So if you held this price is base hiddle, so I have a problem on you, Mimana Shah. If you hold this base hiddle, so then if it's Shina Kaina, then it's not Kain Shagana, then you shouldn't be able to say, Gavimina. Okay, but I personally hold this base Shamai. So there's no problem. So why is the plain shua have to say this for? What is the purpose of the plain shua saying this?
Because why is this good? Again, it's good now because it makes sense why when the Gemara answers Beis Shamahi, that we also understand how that resolves the issue of Kain Shagana. I mean, the Gemara, we understand that Gemara never spelled out.
I was saying that he said, if you're right, that Shinoi is not Kaina. That means that you're saying it's not a problem. It's not. It's still Kain Shagana. So then, why are you Chayev? If you're claiming that Shinoi, you're claiming that Shinoi is not Kaina. You're claiming Shinoi is not Kaina. But I say Shina is kind, but not in this price. In other words, why am I? Why is Rabbi Loi any better? There's a price. The price is obviously holding. Shina is not kind. So that's what he's saying. He's saying, in other words, Rabbi Loi, the Braisa says that there's Da'avei. That means the Braisa says, it's obviously holding that Shina is not Kaina. Rabbi Loi is asking, if you say Shina is not Kaina, so then why is there a Svara Turigamirak? And it's a Kash Rabbi Loi also. Because Rabbi Loi also has to agree that the Braisa holds Shina not Kaina. According to Rabbi Loi, the Braisa holds Shina not Kaina because he holds like Beit Shammai. So according, you know, everybody agrees that this second Braisa holds Shina not Kaina. The shine is why. So the first opinion held that he held Shina not Kaina because this is called Kain Shigana. So Rabbi Loi said, if you're right that it's called Kain Shigana, so then you can't say Turi Gavimina, Tikma Gavimina. But Rabbi Loi says, you know why you're not Kaina? Not because it's called Kain Shigana, but because we hold like Beit Shammai. Because it's price holding like Beit Shammai. But it's still not called the same object. Therefore, it would make sense. That you could say Turi Gamina, Tikkur Gamina.
Yeah, because there is a Shinui over here as far as the Dala the Hay that it's not Kain Shigana, but the Shinui is not Kona. It seems that, you know, there's, it could be a tremendous Shinui, but a Shinui is not Kona.
So according to Plan Yeshua, it comes out that Rabbi Loi also holds it as far as Turi Gamina, Tikkur Gamina.
He holds it shy to say such a svara because taka is a different animal. Just to hold it a different animal doesn't make a difference as far as having to return the animal, then you're still not going to be kona, like in Beit Shammai.
Yeah, it's such a funny shot. In other words, it comes out of quarantine. The simple reading of the Gemara is that Rabbi Loi is getting all upset against the Svara of Turi Gamina, Tikra Gamina. The way Yeshua is reading it is that Rabbi Loi is saying, according to me, I can hear this Svara of Turi Gamina, Tikra Gamina. But according to you, that you all Shina is not kind of, I can't hear this Svara.
He's resolving a major issue.
I could hear this Svara.
He's resolving a major issue, though, as far as Hashem shot the Gemara when it says Beit Shammai, he is being miyashev the brisa of Aliba de Rabbi Eloi. And if Rabbi Eloi himself left shver on the brisa, so it's very odd for the Gemara to say something that doesn't stem with what Rabbi Eloi's issues were with on the brisa.
So he's saying that Rabbi Eloi will also hold that the answer to Turi Gamina Tikra Gamina. Okay, I didn't follow that.
Shamir, can you?
What?
No, can you say that? Can Shamir say that point again?
That last He's point. Saying that the Gemara, there's a kasha on the Braisa. The Braisa says the Bnei Uban the Braisa. The it's Moruch in the Braisa that the Braisa holds that then in this case Shina Lo Kana. Either it's because you hold. I mean, because the Braisa says it's Da'avei. So Minei Bek and the Kasha on the Braisa that Rabbi Loi asked, if Shina is Okona, so why don't you pay Mishah Samad the Bedin? That's a Kasha on the Braisa. It's not only a Kasha on the Bar Plukta Rabbi Loi. It's Minei Bek Kasha on the Braisa. This Braisa happens to hold Shina not Kaina. If this price holds Shina not Kaina, so then why does he hold that, you know, that in other words, why does he hold that you pay Kishah some other bidin? And that's unless you say like the Maramis and Mishubeshta, but if you're not assuming Shubeshta, so Rabbi Loi, you know, there's Rabbi Loi, you know, even Rabbi Loi will have to admit that the price holds Shina not Kaina. You know, there is, you know, this is important to pay sure that Maran Brahma Shubesht, I guess. Even Rabbi Lloyd is going to agree that the Braisa holds Shina is not kaina, because otherwise it wouldn't be down the hay. And yet it says in the Braisa that you pay Kain Shigana. If Shina is not kaina, why don't you pay Shasam Adi Bidin? The only possible answer is Tura Gavim Inot, Tikva Gavim Inot. Hi, but Rabbi Loi doesn't seem to hold of that. Rabbi Loi says, Rachman, it's on of the Daita Didach. Tarot says that Rabbi Loi only doesn't hold of that if you're working a base Hiddel. But if you're working a base Shammai, Rabbi Loi would also hold of it. That's a plain sure. It's a real, real confusing plain sure. That Rabbi Loi would also hold it as far as Turi Gavinot Tikvav Gavinot if you're working a base Shammai. He only doesn't hold of it if you're working a base Hiddel. So therefore, Rabbi Loi has a good way of reading the Braisa. He doesn't have to say it's Mishubeshta. He can say the Braisa holds the Shina and he holds like Beishamai. Shina is not kaina. The reason why there's Dao in the hay is because Shina is not kaina. And a Maisa, you still pay Karen Kane Shaganav because. So because Turi Gaminov Dikva Galaminach. And since you're in Beis Shammai, there's no problem. You're allowed to say that. I Rabbi Loi said Rachman it's somebody died Bidach, that's because he was in Beis Hillel. When he was in Beis Hillel, he said Rachman it's somebody died the Didach. Okay, that's his cheshbon.
So we're saying that Rabbi Loi all along was assuming that it's Beis Shammai?
Maybe. Maybe he was, you know, as he was saying, he's saying, Elamai, that's what he was asking him. He's saying, what are you asking? What are you saying? You're asking on this price. If you're assuming this price is Beis Hillel, and therefore you're assuming the price approves that Shina is not kind of even Beis Hillel, it says in the price, you pay Kishas Kineva. The only Ezra has to be Tikva Gavamina. And that only makes sense if you're a Beis Shammai, not a Beis Hillel. That would be how, yeah. So Rabbi Loi was never had to say a Mishubeshta. I have to say it's a Mishubeshta, yes. Okay, it's a little confusing.
So when the Pnei Shua says Lufiza, Masi Shapra, Lamai Damasik,
Rabbi Loi is good.
He means that the Braisa could be read. You learn that Rabbi Loi has no pshat on the Braisa Lamaskar. Right, that's why Abraham says Mishubeshta.
The Braisa should be Shah Samad Bedin. He doesn't hold it as far as Turek Gavim Inoktik with Gavim Inok. So he has no answer. He's just saying that, listen, obviously the mistake in this Braisa.
That's she was saying, according to the my mahala, it works out better.
Right. So she was saying, it's not that he's saying that the Braisa is Mishubeshta. He's saying that you have to say the Braisa is Beis Shammai. And once you say the Braisa is Beis Shammai, then you have no cash on me. Okay, I didn't have the cheshbon when I read it, but that's, yeah, that works out what he's saying. Okay. All right. It doesn't help us on the double. I thought he was helping for the double Rachman and Tzara. It doesn't help for the double Rachman and Tzara. It's just explaining how Rabbi Loi learns the Braisa. Uh-huh. Okay.
Does Rabbi hear Shamir's explanation of it? That's basically like a mamela, like Rachman and Tzara on you? Like,
what was Shamir's explanation then?
I'll let him say it better again.
We already went through it. We went through it. No, I would, that, whatever, how I would explain that, Rahman al-Islam, that you should be so narrow as to.
Oh, no, I don't know. I didn't accept that. It's a possibility, but I don't know. You have to look at the Mefarshim there.
If really the only contrary argument to this is to say that. Is to say, like, it's just not equitable, almost like it's if I stole something less, that now it became more, I'm going to get hit with a greater kenas because of that. argument of Rabbi Hanina is really a whole is an argument. It's just not equitable that I should be getting hit with this higher knas. But then theoretically, the argument that Rachmana Litzlan and I know it's Rachmana Litzlan to say equity is not a svara, and they're arguing whether equity is a svara. That would really that, at least Aaron Hertzberg and I might be ready to say that would be the machlokas.
Okay, I like that here. All right, Rabbi Meltzer, you want to tell us what the art scroll says? Nothing. You have the art scroll there.
We're really a ball of batzes this year now.
I don't know. We don't have the art scroll anymore. And not I think it left us.
I don't have it here.
Oh, what? But
I'm still here, but I'm not.
What does he say?
He said he's
there. Who did he quote it from? He quotes it from himself or he quotes it from somebody?
No, I think he's quoting a combination of the Pnei Yeshua and some other people. I don't have it here.
Oh, you don't have it there. Oh, okay. I didn't understand. I didn't hear you say that.
Yeah, that would be on Sagas Agvul already if we started, so it's good we didn't go there.
Okay. Why?
Has Rebbe in all the last 28, 35, whatever years it's been, has Rebbe ever brought Art Scroll into this year?
No.
Okay, so we don't want to start the trend now, do we?
But why not? It's a nice person to argue with.
I was actually in interesting, heard Rabbi in the 90s and Rabbi Nachman Sherman speak at QJC, Queen Jewish Center. Rabbi Grunblatt's father was still there. So he spoke there as he was the guest of Shabbos. And I was just there as the mashkiach to be mashkiach for the food. So he spoke and he got into machlokas with the guy. The guy from one of the balabatim was trying to convince him that you could become a lamdan using art scroll. And Rabbi Nachman Sherman was saying, no, you can't become a lamdan just using art scroll. You need to have a rebbe, you need to have a shir, you need to have a charusa. And he was arguing all that. And the other guy was trying to argue against that and said, no, you could become a lamdan. And Rabbi Nachman Sherman said, there's no way.
Okay.
Rosh Hashiva's Haskama to the art scroll says that you can use it once you've reached your Achi Adam Agas. So if that's where we're holding this year, then we have a right to use the art scroll based on the Rosh Hashiva's Haskama.
Okay, I doubt if they're called Achi Adam Agas, but all right. Okay, anyway, fine. So we're trying
Rabbi, to... I have it here if you want.
Oh, okay. Just if you tell us what he says.
I have it here if you want, Rabbi. I just pulled it up.
I'm not going to hear.
He says...
So
no, he just says he's quoting the Pnei Yeshua, but I'm not sure what he's saying. He's saying on Rabbi Law, he's saying argues that the changed aspect in the animal is significant enough to be considered as distinct from the original stolen article, then it is the same by the same token significant enough that the thief shall be deemed to have acquired the animal with regard to not being liable altogether for subsequently slaughtering or selling.
And what are the other
so he's saying? Quoting the Pnei Yeshua for Rabbi Law.
Yeah, okay. And what is the other person saying back?
Does Rabbi Hanina hold that the two matters are not interdependent? The animal can be deemed changed with regard to there being no Arba Chamisha penalty for the changed portion of the animal, yet not changed with regard to the thief remaining liable for slaughtering or selling the original portion of the animal.
Okay. He doesn't
really
have
to at all.
Not
like that, he's not really.
He's learning that they're arguing whether you can split these two. Right. Splittable. So my problem was that, you know, it doesn't sound like such a giant machlokes. You know, it doesn't sound like something they should get, unless you say like Shamir's answer. You know, there's a why does a obviously they must, you know, there's Rabbi Loi says you can't split the two, so they must be very close. So the other person says you could split the two. Okay, so money says they're even though they're very close, there's a slight split. So it's not like it's not mistabra that one person says no, it's impossible to split, and the other one says you're crazy. Of course you have to split because
he could say Rachmana Litzlan that you should be able to split, and then the response back is no Rachmana Litzlan on you, so to speak. Either Shamir's mal could work for that.
Yeah, but I wasn't ready to say Shamir. No,
to explain the art scroll, it's enough.
No, the art scroll doesn't really explain what the, okay.
I said right. Explain the art scroll, to have an art understanding of the art scroll.
All right, Rachmana, it's done. Yeah, there I go. Okay, I don't know. Okay, anyway, so we have a few pshat then.
Unless they weren't talking to each other, Rabbi, that'd be really dochek. And he thought he was in Beis Shammai. I mean, if he thought that he was in Beis Shammai, Rachmana Litzlan, that you wouldn't say this star in Beis Shammai.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I like my pshat a little bit. I don't know that I was trying to say that my pshat is really the advantage of my pshat, which is maybe also a big disadvantage, is that mamish shas machlokes. So it's really there's not some little teeny dakas dika machlokes. Is that there's a shaila in how you go about derish time at the krah. In other words, if you have a pasuk, and now you have a svara, why this? It's not so mistabra. What the pasuk? You know, and therefore you want to limit the pasuk, but it's not like are you allowed to do that? Like why isn't this? It's a little bit of a question even. Why isn't? I don't know who this daya here is. Who's the one that's arguing Rabbi Eloi? It's Rabbi Chanina. Why isn't Rabbi Chanina being an infringement on Darish time in the Krah? There's a pasuk. Rav Darshan from a pasuk. Karagain Shaganav, Kabel Dal, the Egeshah Samad, the Bidin. So now you have a Svara. Tura Gavina, Tikra Gavimina. Now, it's hard to say that the Svara Mukrachas, because you see, Rabbi Eloi disagrees with that Svara, Pashtas.
Right. Just because he disagrees with it doesn't mean it's not
Svar Mokrachas. If it would be a real Svar Mokrachas, it could be a Machlekas. So the Pashas, it could be in the Plain Shua, it comes out different. Because in Plain Shua, he doesn't really disagree, it's just he's in Rabbi. Pashas, Rabbi Eloi doesn't hold it as Svar. So Rabbi Eloi doesn't hold that Svar. It's hard to say that he holds it to Svar Mokrachas. It's hard to say that. So Pshat is, Pashup Shad is he holds it's a possibility. It's a difference. It's a difference that makes a difference. But it's not a Svara Mukrachas. It's not like by a Sisha, which maybe there's a Svara Mukrachas, you know. What's the Russian? Manikala Kula, Manikala Pag. Okay, I don't know. I don't know what that Svara was either, but maybe that's, but others, so. Why is it that I could hear that's the taina of Darish time at the Krah? You have a pasuk. The pasuk says that cable now is Gishasa Modavidin. Now you come along and you have a svara. Hey, it doesn't apply to when it's Tura Dominic Dikmina. Because you have a svara. But the Torah says that the Torah didn't make that. What right have you got based on a svara to make a chiddik, when the Torah said, Torah didn't say the Svara, so are you allowed to do that? When do we say ain't Darish time to grow? When Shlomo Amalek said, the Torah said you can't marry a lot of wives because they'll make you make a mistake. I have a Svara, it doesn't apply to me, right? That was a taina that even though Shlomo had a good Svara, but it didn't apply to him. But it's not a Svara Mukrachas, and that was in a taina. You can't be Darish time in the Krah. You can't come along and use your thinking, I have a Svara. Why logic? Maybe the Torah didn't apply to this case. I'm going to go ahead and not apply the Pasuk. That's called Darish time in the Krah. You know, that's what Shlomo was doing. The Pasuk says, you're not out to Marvin and Nashim. Shlomo was saying, yeah, the Torah is only speaking about certain cases, but not other cases. It's not talking about people with the brilliant Chachma Shlomo HaMelech. That's called Darish time in the Krah, I think. So here also, the Torah says, Kefo, Dial the Egeshas HaMod HaBedin. And now you're saying, well, that's not when you saw a Tura, but not when you saw a Dikla. So if it's a Svara Mukrachas, okay? So to say that he holds it to Svara Mukrachas, I would think it's a little hard to hear. It's like a manda machlekas. So, and that's a machlekas. Is it a svara makrachas? But if it's not a time of rakas, so then the karas bidaris. So I was thinking, I know I need a little more bikias, that's why he's saying Rahmana and Tzon, and that you're doing a horrible thing. It's Rahmana and Tzon. You're going against the Kloli Ashas. You're doing Darish time in the Kroh.
Maybe that only explains Reveloi, though, right?
What?
That only explains Reveloi's.
No, the other one holds that you are allowed to be Darish time in the Kroh in this type of situation. They have like
why is it Rahman al-Islam?
Because he holds that you're Hashki. I would thought that you, if it's a universal Shas, the Gemachlegas, then you're allowed to say Rahman al-Islam. You know, like, it has all kinds of ramifications all over Shas. That's some little teeny machlekes over here. So that's why you get all excited. It's like, you know, you're going to change the whole Torah. So you're saying that I'm not allowed to be Torah Shas across this type of situation. Rahman al-Islam, then you're going to be locked into so many illogical Xeris causes. Okay? I don't know.
Can you think of any other case where it would be a practical machlekes between them?
Maybe, for all I know, there'd be a million machlekes. I don't know.
I'm only asking for one.
I don't have the bikkies.
I just want to tell you, Rabbeinu Yaina says that if you have a machlekes of Hashem Shemayim, you'll have a richa, you'll live longer. So maybe he wants to make, so therefore he's doing Hashem Shemayim, he wants to make the machlekes as stark as possible to live as long as possible.
Okay.
David, you're really on that kick today, huh? You're really on that kick, huh?
Okay, very good. Where's this Rabbeinu Yaina?
It's funny. It's Rabbeinu Yaina on Avos is not. It's not in there, but in the regular Gemara of Pirkei Avos, it's there. In the regular.
What Rabbeinu Yaina? I gotta hear this again. In the regular Pirkei Avos and Avos in the back of Avodah Zarah, it's in Rabbeinu Yaina.
Yeah, okay.
But which Rabbeinu Yaina is it not there?
In the one volume they have in Avos, you know, Rabbeinu Yaina Avos.
So it's not. They usually have more in that one.
I mean, it says, if I can find the word.
Okay, I never understood that. Maybe Yosei Seabrow, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here, yes.
We need some information from your father. There's all kinds of different versions of Rabbeinu Yaina and Avos. I get confused. There's Rabbeinu Yaina and Avos, I don't know here anymore, but in the back of the Avodah Zarah. Then there's one volume, Rabbeinu Yaina and Avos with the Rambam, which is a different. And then I bought another sefer. I gotta find it. I don't see it. Okay, I bought another sefer. It also claims to be Rabbeinu Yaina of this. They had it even a third way. It's like, what is the real Rabbeinu Yaina and Avos?
I mean, all the Sfarim, you know, you're just talking in the Hakdama about which Kisviyad they came from.
Yeah, but they don't. They don't do that. I don't see the one that I bought, the new one.
Do they have overlap? Do they have a lot of overlap? They're just not exactly the same?
Yeah, they're not, but they're not the same. No. The one volume is very different than the one in the back of the Gemara. No.
Yeah, the thing I just saw today doesn't have it. This is the one volume one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in here.
But there's someone put out another Rabbeinu Yaina and Avos. I just don't see why I have it on my shelf. So, okay. Anyway. If anyone sees, I want to end here. But if anyone sees on this side of being Darish time in the crop. I'm very interested in it because that's like a universal thing. Why isn't this answer of Turi Gav and Abtikam a time against Darish time in the Grah? Why is this any different than when Shlomo Melech said, I mechacham, I won't make a mistake? Why is it any different?
I can hear a difference because that Shlomo Melech did it only for himself. Yeah, here, you know, so to be Darish time in the Grah like this, to me it doesn't apply. Yeah, that's not acceptable. But to say, you know, a universal thing that this it doesn't apply to this thing is a little different.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Maybe. Here's a third Rabbeinu Yaina. I found it. It was put out by David Cohn. David Cohn put out another Rabbeinu Yaina, and it's also different.
He must say there what the deal, what the difference is, why what he what was different about his.
I don't know. It doesn't really say. He just quotes Rabbeinu Yaina. His Rabbeinu Yaina is different too. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. So, if anyone, Yosef, if you can, if you ask your father, I'm sure he knows all these things. Your father is our local Boki in Sarim. So, if he can explain, we may teach us, I'll appreciate it. Okay, Shikayach, everybody. Okay, I guess tomorrow we'll probably go further after the two dots.
Okay.
Okay, Shikayach, everyone. Okay, good night.